Today I want to give some secret on living in good health. Health, according to 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. I want to ask you to do something for me. I want to ask you not to pray over your food before you eat. I want you to begin to pray to the Father to ask him to give you the wisdom what to eat. I think when you do that, a conviction of the Holy Spirit can anoint you to break the yoke of a perverted appetite, that you can begin to eat, that your disease-proof body can begin to manifest as God designed it from Psalm 139, verse 14. You'll notice in that verse, you look at it, you're fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelously made, but you also understand in that verse that your soul has to know right well. So today I'm coming to you about living in the good health that the Father has designed for you. We've been tricked by many schemes, many so-called tasty food that we eat that has no nutrients, no vitamin, no enzyme, no way to help our organ, to help our cells. Sickness comes from the inside, not the outside. Sickness comes from what you put in that cause your body to malfunction on the inside. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes and open your heart and open your understanding that you may walk into your health. You can do it. Diseases can be reversed by fasting and praying and eating right. That is very important. I think we try to do it with prayer. We're trying to undo sin, overeating, eating the wrong thing, letting commercials decide what we're going to eat, letting Satan decide what we're going to eat. And it's a yoke that has to be broken by the Holy Ghost and your obedience. See yourself healthy. Don't see yourself having to be under medication all your life. Search, find out, ask questions that you can have a healthy body, live a full, long, quality life. That's what the Father wants for you. I speak over your body. I speak over your health in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and declare and decree healing in your body and health in your life in Jesus' name.